morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
A promise made is a promise kept. That was the commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry in 1993. And more than two decades and 16,000 sites later, our pledge to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites continues to enhance the beauty of our state. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. We're proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
The latest crop progress numbers released by USDA on Monday afternoon shows the wheat crop in the Southern Plains continues to struggle along in its development, with both Oklahoma and Kansas experiencing some deterioration this week in their respective wheat crop conditions. While dry conditions continue to persist across much of Oklahoma, the state received enough rain over the past week to keep the drought conditions from worsening. Winter wheat jointing reached 86%, down 10 points from the previous year and down 9 points from normal. Winter wheat headed reached 35%, down 39 points from the previous year and down 25 points from normal. Winter wheat's condition in Oklahoma rates this week at 66% poor to very poor, 25% fair, and 9% good to excellent. In Kansas, limited information includes the latest wheat ratings, with winter wheat condition rated 16% very poor, 34% poor, 37% fair, 12% good, and 1% excellent. Winter wheat jointed was 52%, well behind 89% last year, and 77% for the 5-year average. Headed was 2%, well behind 41% last year, and 24% for the average. Finally, in Texas, the High Plains continues to deal with hot, dry, and windy conditions that prevail across much of the state while precipitation remains low. Small grains have not shown much freeze damage from the freeze experienced 2 weeks ago. Winter wheat, though, in the northern High Plains started to head. Some producers in the Low Plains and the Cross Timbers were cutting wheat for hay because of the poor crop conditions. Meanwhile, wheat and oats harvest started in areas of South Texas. Winter wheat's condition in Texas this week rates 61% poor to very poor, 23% fair, and 16% good to excellent. Both Oklahoma and Kansas showed some signs of deterioration this week versus a week ago across the Southern Plains winter wheat crop. While Texas had some slight improvements this week in its combined poor to very poor crop rating, Oklahoma's poor to very poor rating increased by 2 percentage points from 64% a week ago to 66% this week. The Kansas crop worsened by 1 percentage point, rising from 49% poor to very poor last week to an even 50% this week. And finally, the Texas wheat crop actually improved some, decreasing from 64% poor to very poor last week to 61% poor to very poor this week. In other news, negotiations for revamping the North American Free Trade Agreement will continue next week as all sides remain hopeful to reach a deal this month. Top-level talks, according to reports, will continue after a U.S. trade delegation returns from China. U.S. officials and negotiators from Canada and Mexico have been eyeing an early May finish line. And in mid-April, Vice President Mike Pence said it was a real possibility an agreement could be reached in the next several weeks. However, just between Canada and the U.S., issues like dairy, dispute resolution mechanisms, a proposed 5-year sunset clause, and intellectual property remain unsolved. According to the Canadian press, that is. Still, all sides appear positive an agreement will be reached soon. You got farm news on Ron.
My name is Jason.
My name is Brandy.
I'm a quit coach with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline.
My son talked to me about quitting smoking. He told me that it makes him cough, and it kind of made my heart hurt.
No matter what your journey is and where you've been, we're here to help you in that situation.
My biggest motivation was my son. He still is my motivation.
No matter what your struggle is, we're going to be able to help you get through that.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a program of TSET.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.